When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, it is Teacher Monica, and in today's English lesson, we're going to be looking at some of the differences between the word for and since. Sometimes people get these confused, okay? So really quickly, here are a couple examples. We lived there for 7 years. He has been away since Wednesday. Okay, so we often use for and since when talking about time. So we use for plus a period. And in this instance, a period is a duration of time. For example, 5 minutes, 6 weeks, 7 years. Okay, for means from the beginning of the period to the end of the period, all right? So let's take a look at some examples of for. We have the period, which is start to end. So for 20 minutes, for 4 days, for 5 months, for 2 years, for 3 centuries, for a long time, and forever, okay? So we have this with all tenses. All verb tenses can use for. Now, for can be used with all the verb tenses, and we'll look at some examples, okay? So we have, we study for 7 hours every day. Can you imagine studying for 7 hours every day? Like, what kind of life would you have? Probably not a very interesting one. My brother is a doctor and he had to go to med school and he studied more than anyone I know. So he did not have a very interesting life for many, many years. All right, our next example. They are studying for 2 hours today. He has lived in Tokyo for a long time. She has been living in Paris for 6 months. I worked at the bank for 5 years. Will the universe continue forever? Okay, so you guys can see in all of these examples, the use of the word for. If you need to, you can go back and listen to it again. Now, one important thing to note, we do not use for with all day or all the time. So, for example, I would say, I was there all day. You do not say, I was there for all day. For all day. That's wrong, okay? So make sure you are not making that grammar mistake when you guys use for. All right, now let's take a look at since. But before we do that, if you guys are interested in taking online courses with me, you can click on the link in the description of this podcast, and it will take you to my website where you can join my online English class. It is $4.99 per month. You will be charged automatically and you can cancel anytime. It's very simple, okay? So just click in the description to join. All right, now let's take a look at how to use since. So we use since and a point And in this case, a point is a precise moment in time. So here are some examples. 9 o'clock, January 1st, Monday. And since means from a point in the past until now. So let's take a look at some examples. Since 8 a.m. Since Tuesday. Since February. Since 1998. Since the 1600s. Since she left school. And since the beginning of time. Now you can use since with all perfect tenses, okay? That's how it's normally used. Now let's look at this in some examples. We have been here since 10 a.m. She has been working since she arrived. We have lived in New York since my childhood. So we also use since in the structure. It is period since. So for example, it was a year since I had seen her. How long is it since you got married? Okay, so that period, a year, or how long? And for both for and since, they can also have other meanings that don't have any reference in time. So here's a little bonus tip, okay? This is for you. Is this the train for London? You can also say to London. Is this the train to London or for London? Since you ask, I'll say yes. Since he didn't study, he didn't pass the exam, okay? So those are different ways to use for and since. So now let's test your knowledge. Let's go ahead and take an English quiz and let's see how you do. And it will be, you can choose for or since for the following sentences. My grandparents walk, and then you choose for or since. So my grandparents walk blank 20 minutes a day. My grandparents walk blank 20 minutes a day. What do you think it would be, for or since? My grandparents walk since 20 minutes a day, or my grandparents walk for 20 minutes a day? And if you choose for, you're correct. My grandparents walk for 20 minutes a day. Okay, next one. How long is it blank you visited your grandparents? How long is it you visited your grandparents? For or since? So how long is it for you visited your grandparents, or how long is it since you visited your grandparents? And if you guys chose since, you would be correct. Okay, how about this one? We have been dating a long time. We have been dating blank a long time. For or since? We have been dating for a long time. We have been dating since a long time. If you guys chose for, you would be correct. We have been dating for a long time. Okay, so that is how you use for and since. There is a new feature on Spotify that allows you guys to leave me a comment. So I will have a question on the podcast. This is only in Spotify as of now. Maybe it will be added to other places, but go to my Spotify. You can find me, English Teacher Monica, and you click on this episode, For and Since. And at the bottom, you can see it says reply. And I would love to hear from you guys. So please go ahead and leave me a comment. I can also pin your comment and allow others to read your comment. So if you have any questions or anything, go ahead and leave it there as well. Also, I look forward to seeing you guys in the online class. I'll be back with more lessons soon. If you guys have Instagram or YouTube, go ahead and join me there. My name is English Teacher Monica. Take care.